The candidate for the DFL for Senate District 5 is Rita Albrecht. She's kind enough to join us today as Democrat of the Day. Rita, thank you very much. I do appreciate the time.
You bet, Matt. Thanks for having me on, and it's a pleasure to talk with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Why don't we, of course, start off what we usually do with this. Explain who exactly is Rita Albrecht.
I'm the fourth-term mayor of Bemidji, Minnesota. I was first elected mayor back in 2012 and been mayor 8 years. I grew up in northern Minnesota, so north of here, up in Cooch County, in the middle of the big bog, I like to say, and I came to Bemidji State and never left. So I'm a Bemidji State graduate. My husband and I, we owned a small business here in Bemidji for about 11 years, the A&W Family Restaurant. Maybe people know A&W and love the Root Beer Bear as much as I do.
I do too.
I graduated from Bemidji State, and my professional career has been in planning. So I've worked from assistant city planner to community development director. And then I've also worked as a planner for Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and the state of Minnesota. I just retired last year as the Northwest Regional Director for a state agency here in Bemidji. I would just say that people can find out more about me at RitaForSenate.com.
That's right, RitaForSenate.com, and I got the webpage pulled up right now. I don't know if you're aware of this. I worked at one point at KKBJ in Bemidji.
Well, we love KKBJ, and I'm not surprised that your voice was on KKBJ. They always have a very, enthusiastic DJs on there, and you are certainly that.
They regretted it the second they hired me. No, the A&W, by the way, I love that, and I love the A&W Bear. I think that is one of the greatest marketing icons of marketing that has ever been created. I love that. And it's one of my favorite places. So I'm kind of a little bit geeking out here because you were at A&W. That was so cool.
Yeah, we had, it was a big restaurant. Yeah. We had probably about 40 inside seats and we had 36 outside stations. So we had car hops and we always had a cruise night where we had old cars come in and and just a lot of specials like that with the Root Beer Bear and others. And it was a fun place. It was seasonal, March through September, and we enjoyed it a lot and it was fun. And we sold it as an A&W, but then they decided to go a different direction. And right now that location is O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
I will say this. I can also completely understand how you can go to Bemidji. My favorite part and not leave. My favorite part of Bemidji was how beautiful it was. I went up to the park on the North Shore there. The trails, the forest there, they're as pretty as they come. And it was truly – it is such a wonderful community. It's a nice little hub because Bemidji is really kind of off by itself. And so you have this nice little, a little bit of a metro area, but you are surrounded by some of the most beautiful wilderness you'll ever find.
Right. We're a regional center here in north central Minnesota, northwest Minnesota. And, I think part of it, we're lucky because our geography, we're about 100 miles from any other larger community. In this Senate District 5, of course, Grand Rapids would be the other large community on the eastern end of the district. And it's a large district and diverse. It goes from Bemidji to Grand Rapids, Coleraine, Bovee, and all the way down on the north end of Cass County to Pine River, and just a little sliver of Hubbard County. So it's a big district.
So you've had a stellar career. You've lived in a great place. You've done a lot of great things. All of a sudden, you make the decision you're going to run for the Senate district seat. What prompted you to make the decision you're going to run?
As a city official, I've really been used to interacting with our elected officials at the legislature, and we've always had good interaction with our House and Senate reps, and we really have missed out on that the last 4 years. So after we were redistricted in 2012, Bemidji was combined with Grand Rapids, and at that time, Senator Tom Saxhog was the senator over in Grand Rapids, and so he adopted Bemidji as part of his district, and he was really good to make a point to reach out to us. He came to city council often. He'd stop in whenever he was in town, and really that's just not been the case the last 4 years, so I want to make sure that we have some representation down in St. Paul that really has a strong voice for us, who represents the whole district, who shows up and listens and tries to work on behalf of the people in northern Minnesota, because I think right now we don't have that kind of leadership.
Well, and that's interesting you say that, because usually it's the – my experience has been it's the opposite. You'll have a politician who spends a lot of time in their district, which is great. I mean, they're there to represent those people, and trying to get them into St. Paul to try to do the statewide stuff. That is the more difficult challenge. It's not too often that you hear it the opposite way, that, you know, the current senator is basically not interacting, not engaging, not listening to the constituents. That is – yeah, that's a – I'm going to imagine there's more than a few people in that district who are looking for a change at this point.
Well, you know, we – communities in particular, and having been elected official, I recognize – I know mayors around the area, and I talk to them, and, you know, we talk about the infrastructure needs we have, the housing needs we have, the workforce training needs we have, all the kinds of things that the state can help with. And so – We need to have someone who cares about all of our communities, and whether that's, you know, Pine River, Bacchus, Hackensack, Cass Lake, Bemidji, you name it. We need to make sure that we're being represented as a district that has a lot of great value, and our constituents really deserve that kind of leadership.
Rita Albrecht is joining us. She is the DFL candidate for the Senate District 5 seat in northern Minnesota, Bemidji, Grand Rapids area. Let's talk about what – I mean, we're living in a day right now where the – you know, and I'll just be honest. When I interview a politician a lot of time, there's always a bit of a canned response. You already know I can talk about education. I can talk about transportation. Our policy urgencies now are much more malleable than they've ever been, because we're dealing with economic crises, healthcare crises. As this develops in front of you, what would you like to address? What are the issues you are seeing as the key currently in that Senate District 5?
I think some of those traditional bread and butter issues are going to be, if not take a back seat, for sure going to be overlaid with the whole idea of the COVID-19, mm-hmm. That's going to be the overlay story of this election period, because it's a public health crisis, it's an economic crisis, it's a social interaction crisis. You know, we can't have Little League baseball, we can't go visit grandma in the nursing home. And so all those things are really overlaying the regular issues that we would normally talk about, including, you know, funding our schools and accessible health care and that kind of thing. So I think the main thing that we're going to talk about probably during this campaign is rebuilding our economy, increasing economic security. You know, we've seen that those frontline workers are struggling, and they're really important to the life of our communities. And that's even become more clear. Same with our healthcare workers, people working in long-term care facilities, daycare folks. These are folks that are not at the high end of the wage scale. And so we've recognized that we need some rebuilding that we need to do in our economy, increasing economic security. I think part of that will be an infrastructure bill that invests in our communities. There's just a lot of work out here in greater Minnesota that dozens of communities have been queued up for more than 1, 2, and 3 years waiting for their bonding project to get approved for our wastewater. Or in Bemidji's case, we need a well water treatment plant because we have contaminated water. So I think the overlying story for this election is really going to be rebuilding our economy.
Well, and you look at what you just described there, and I mean, there's a lot we can look at here. You're looking at getting those bonding projects that have been held up. And a lot of times, and I'm going to be blunt, and I'm saying this is me, have been held up by Republicans who all of a sudden talk a big game, but when it comes time to say, okay, let's write some checks and get this done, they all of a sudden clam up because all they want is money for tax breaks. They don't want to actually spend on the issues and in the projects. We've seen that with, I think, broadband is a prime example of that. You know, broadband's mm-hmm. been promised by Republicans for decades. They've never delivered on that. But the reality is, not only are you looking at a well water issue there, which we have to, as a state, we have to fix this problem. But then we're also in an economic downturn. The ability for us to create jobs on a needed work project, it becomes a double whammy, which in reality, you get the benefit of a better public service, as well as also you've got people who are making money, got a paycheck coming in. And those two things, that's how you start coming back from something like this.
Exactly. You know, recall our in the Great Depression and other times when our economy has faltered, what happens? Government comes in and tries to help. And I think we're going to need something like a Great New Deal after this with a lot of investment on behalf of our state and our country. And that includes our social compact with, you know, how are we treating people with health care and mental health issues and those that are at the end of their lives, you know, our elderly, how are we treating them? And really, how can we have an impact on our economy to make sure that everybody is going to succeed, whether it's our Main Street businesses, our wage earners, or our teachers, you know, you name it. I think there is a place for government to help. And I know I was just reading online, it sounds like there's been a bill passed to do some additional things for businesses. And I know at the city of Bemidji and all the communities I've talked to have all stepped up with their revolving loan funds. Mm-hmm. We have great terms right now for businesses, and those are the kind of things that we can help with. But we need to focus on that and make sure that we have leadership that cares about people, that is, you know, speaking with clarity and they're genuine. I think that's why Governor Walz, his poll numbers are so good right now, because mm-hmm. he's sincere, mm-hmm. he's straightforward, and he knows that he has to bring in partners and people to help him make decisions. And I think my experience as mayor has shown me that importance of collaborating and partnerships, and that's why Bemidji's looked to as a leader in northern Minnesota as a great community, and we get a lot of stuff done.
Well, yeah, and you're exactly right. You're 100% right. You target this stuff. You don't just hand a bunch of money to a bunch of people and say, we hope that you do something with this, or force open the auto parts store and say, well, hope you guys don't get sick, but we're not taking any responsibility whatsoever because you're back to work. No, you have to do this. You got to keep the fact that we have a very vulnerable elderly population to this disease. You have to take that into effect. You've got to look out for the common good, but at the same time, there's ways to do this where it might not be, you know, the roaring, you know, economics times that we've had in the past, but at the same time, businesses can, you know, stay open and at least survive until we get to the other side of this pandemic. I agree with that wholeheartedly. You just heard the description here of this district from Rita. It's a big district. So here's where I come in, Rita, if I can. Everyone who's listening to me right now, it's great. You're in a solid DFL territory. That's fantastic. Make sure you help out locally. Make a donation locally if you can. But we are going to have to send people into these districts to help out. How that manifests itself in this day and age, we'll see. But we're hoping maybe by, you know, late summer into fall, we can get some volunteers into that Senate District 5. Or make a donation, because, my God, you got to be driving. How many miles do you have to drive when you go out to campaign events? We can make a donation, at least pay for some gas for Rita, for goodness sakes, at our website, correct?
Yes, you can donate at RitaForSenate.com. And honestly, every campaign in the country is trying to figure out what does it mean to campaign during a global pandemic. And we're doing that here, too. So we're trying to be really creative, and we're trying to work out what we're going to do. But not just how do you get voter engagement and how you talk to voters, but how do you raise money during mm-hmm. a pandemic? Because we can't really have meet and greets. We can't have fundraisers. We, you know, at this point, maybe we will later on this year, we're hoping. But it's tough to do the kind of retail politics that we all are used to doing, handshaking, door knocking, having events and that kind of thing. So we're all trying to do a better job of online fundraising and phone banking and that kind of thing. And any help that people want to share today would be awesome, and I would certainly appreciate that.
And listen, I mean, now, first of all, I will give you my highest recommendation. If you can get up to the Bemidji area, it is gorgeous, a wonderful place to visit. But if you can't make it up there, just listen to what you say. You can phone bank. We probably can have you phone bank from home. You can make a donation. Please do. We need to flip this seat. We need desperately to flip this seat. Minnesota 5, Senate District 5 needs to be DFL. Rita Albrecht is a sensational candidate. Rita, I'm going to, once again, it's RitaForSenate.com, RitaForSenate.com, all spelt out, correct?
Correct.
All right. I'm going to make sure I post this up online and get on the social media pages, get your webpage out there as well. All my best. You ever need to come
Thank
back
you.
And let me know. And by all means, let's make sure that district turns to the DFL.
We're going to do our best and work hard and try and flip the Senate. Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time, Matt. It's been great being on.
We absolutely need to flip that Senate. Rita Albrecht, Minnesota 5. That's a seat we can win. We'll take a break. Come on back. Spotlight that interview if we could. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.